Welcome. I am Sunita Singh and this is my podcast, Pocketful of Wisdom. In the Daily Step episodes, we explore those moments when we spiral into an endless circle of thoughts. Sometimes we forget that we can. Sometimes we trip, stumble, and fall. Sometimes we think we can't go on, but we can. The Daily Step is there to support you, to design your life, smash through your roadblocks, sink, align, and define you. Right at your fingertips, your dreams await you. The only way is to back yourself and get on with the doing, one little step at a time. The something of you. We get so caught up in the idea that we have to be always doing something, anything, not just nothing. If we aren't doing the something, we call ourselves lazy, feel guilty for wasting time. We berate ourselves for lack of motivation, lack of drive, for all our lack of. Then the comparisons start. We look at others and feel even more guilty, even more lazy. They are doing more. Why can't I? We compare ourselves to others. We see what they do, they achieve, their accomplishments, their successes, their ability to just get up and do. We have to keep up. We push ourselves harder and harder until the point of exhaustion. It doesn't matter what the quality of the something is. It doesn't matter what the goal of the something is, just that we are doing something. Where is the sense of accomplishment? Where is your success? Can you see it? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of being judged? Are you afraid of not being one of them? Is fear driving your actions? And the big question, is this the best way to live your life? The best way to spend the precious seconds of your life? Are all these somethings adding value to your life? Who are the somethings really for? You or others? Or are you just keeping up? You exhausted? I am. Just thinking about it makes me tired, overwhelmed. It is exhausting, not just physically, but mind, emotions, and soul as well. So what would happen if you just did nothing? Okay, not just nothing. Let's look at this differently, a new perspective. There is always something in doing nothing, that taking time out, that choosing to sit still in silence and be is doing something. It may not be active, but it is still doing something. What would happen if you stopped doing and in the guise of doing nothing, use that space to define, heal, invigorate, and inspire you? Just stopped, focused on you in a quiet space, allowed for downtime, think time, sort time, or just be time. It doesn't have to be all day. It might be 5 minutes. It might be an hour. It all depends on how long you need that quiet space for, to give your mind, your body, your soul time to rest without the pressure of the must-haves, the shoulds, and the have-tos. What would happen if you saw that in doing nothing, you were really doing a whole lot of something? You were taking care of you. You are loving you. You are listening to you. You are feeling you. You are seeing you. But mainly, you are giving yourself a chance to hit the reset button, to gain clarity, to be driven not by the musts, but by you. What is important? What is valuable? What enhances your life? And in all that time of doing something in nothing, you will see with such surety and clarity just what your next something will be.